KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm M. Nguyen. The western and southern heat wave that's brought stifling triple-digit temperatures for days is expected to linger. Phoenix could see its 19th day at or above 110 degrees. Other cities and states sweltering too.
Somewhere like El Paso, that has seen a consecutive 100-plus for 32 days, that smashes their old record, and they'll keep smashing it day after day.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. A procedural hearing today between lawyers for former President Trump and the special counsel who indicted him for allegedly mishandling classified documents. Both sides arguing before a federal judge how secret records could be shared in this case. Trump is facing 37 felony charges. Mayhem overnight in New York City's Times Square. Police are searching for a suspect involved in a shooting that injured three teenage boys. All are in stable conditions. Officials say they were part of a group that got into an argument with a suspect who pulled out a gun. This is ABC News. In the streets of Israel, more protests over the government's plan to pull back the power of the courts.
In another so-called day of resistance, tens of thousands of Israelis across the country protesting reforms that would weaken the judiciary. Flag-waving Israelis disrupting traffic on major highways and intersections once again. But we're also seeing new protests at the religious courts or rabbinate, at the labor union headquarters, near hospitals and military bases, and in front of Israel equivalent to the Pentagon. All of this to stop a bill that bars judges from using a reasonableness standard to strike down laws or appointments. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The UN commander overseeing the border area says a U.S. citizen was on a tour of the village of Panmunjom when he crossed the border and was taken into custody by North Korean forces. The village is located inside the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. M1, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. Police have a man in custody for a stabbing in Manitowoc. Authorities are asking the 23-year-old Jose Arcaval be charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Officials say he stabbed a man 7 times at the Deja Vu Tavern on Buffalo Street in the early hours of Sunday morning. No formal charges have been filed yet. Manitowoc police performed life-saving measures on the victim until EMTs arrived. The victim was taken to a hospital with very serious injuries. The victim of a hit-and-run has been identified. The incident happened in Marinette County on the interstate bridge between Marinette and Menominee, Michigan, around 2:18 Saturday morning. The Marinette Police Department has identified the man as David Joseph Fournier of Menominee. Fournier was on his bike when it happened and was pronounced dead at the scene. Police have also identified the suspect and vehicle, but there is no other information at this time. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 a.m. and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Professor Bob Harvey. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Good morning, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Professor Harvey. I love when you have him on as a guest because he misrepresents what Republicans believe and want so much. Right off the bat, he said that what we want as a country. Well, first off, this president, President Biden, on day one signed 25 executive orders to change the laws and bypass laws as far as legal immigration. What Republicans want is legal immigration. Not happening. I listened to him, and it scares the hell out of me that he's a professor teaching our young kids, because all I hear is divisiveness and racism, reverse racism. And the mere fact that you speak of Republicans the way you do, we want laws enforced. That's what we believe. Like I said, this president, and I'll ask him a question if I can, Earl. I'd like to ask Professor Harvey, we found out what your party and where our kids were being taught in schools during COVID when it was finally discovered by parents.
You do know you're talking to a tenured professor, right? So, you know.
And that's what scares me. That's what scares me, because divisiveness and hate. And this is all about, Professor Harvey, do you believe in reparations?
Okay, so hang on, CJ. Let's let Professor Harvey. He's also a military veteran. And very capable of defending himself. Professor Harvey, go ahead.
Okay, let's listen to what we say so that we can reach some agreement, because I concur on some things that you're saying. But the simple fact is that most of the kids, including my daughter, my granddaughter, because we taught her here at home, those kids are being taught over computers and everything else and on television. They weren't taught at school. This whole thing about somehow this critical race theory stuff, that's some stuff that conservatives are throwing out there to throw people off. Why in the hell would Ron DeSantis go out here and try to not want to talk about Native Americans, the Seminole Indians, being kicked out of Florida so it can make way for him? Why don't we talk about the Cherokee and the Trail of Tears in 1830? From 1831 to 1839, we shipped those poor people out to Oklahoma, for them to die. And many of them did die. We don't want to tell that story. We don't want to tell a story of what happened to those little black kids down there, you know, in the 1960s when they marched and they locked them up in cattle pens, you know, at a stadium. We don't want to talk about that. You got to tell the truth. What happens when a kid that's of German ancestry is sitting in the classroom down in Florida, and you want to talk about the fact that the Nazis were Germans, were the ones that killed all those people in the Holocaust? You don't want to talk about that. You can't cover up history. You know why? Because two-thirds of the world are people of color. And if you don't tell the truth, the kids that we turn out are going to be dumber than the ones that we got now, because we don't want to send them out in the world ready to learn about others. Now, as far as the Republican Party is concerned, let's be clear on one thing. Donald Trump in 4 years spent $8 trillion. Don't blame it all on COVID. We'll give him a trillion for COVID. $8 trillion in 4 years. $8 trillion. Nobody said a word. And he had three successful, you know, bills passed on the debt ceiling. And the executive orders, Donald Trump issued over 300 executive orders. You know why? Because he didn't wait on Congress to do anything, because he's a dictator. And if you don't see that, you got a problem. You have a problem. And as far as immigration is concerned, if you really want to study the history of the federal government and dealing with these issues, go back and look and find out what Congresses we've had since Ronald Reagan. We've had 12 Congresses, and the worst ones were the ones that the Republicans had. They passed almost no legislation. If you wanted to deal with immigration, we could have done immigration reform a long time ago, both parties. I'm not giving the Democrats a blast either, because keep in mind what I told you. At one time, the South was all Democrat. But the Republicans saw the wisdom of using black folk to break up that Democratic monopoly at the close of the American Civil War. That's what the 14th Amendment was all about. It wasn't just about citizenship. It was designed to destroy and break up the Republican Party. So as far as I'm concerned, sir, both parties are guilty. Black people were victims and lynched by Democrats in the South called Dixiecrats. Yes, they were. I tell that story all the time, too, because it's a story that needs to be told. But the Democratic Party in the 1960s, under John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Baines Johnson, a former Dixiecrat, they made the decision to switch and to be more inclusive. And the Republican Party, led by Richard Nixon, picked up by Barry Goldwater in 64, and then in 68, Nixon comes along, and guess what happens? George Wallace, a typical Democratic segregationist, decided that he was going to run against both of them, both parties. And he scared the bejesus out of everybody and brought 13 million people to the polls. And they ended up costing Hubert Humphrey the election in 1968. And then in 72, he said, I'm going to even do better than that. He came back in 72, and what happened? In Maryland, when he was out campaigning, he got shot. And it knocked him off his rocker. And guess who scooped up all of those dissatisfied Southern angry whites and some whites from all over the country? Because what scared everybody about George Wallace was that George Wallace was attracting people not just from the rural areas of the South. He was going up north in Chicago, New Jersey, and California, and he was picking up votes. People were showing up at his rallies, and they were sounding some of the same logic and anger that this guy, Donald Trump, is espousing right now. If you listen to George Wallace's speeches, Donald Trump mirrors him, and the crowd respond. So let's be clear on all of this. And as far as the issue of racism, let me give you a definition of what racism is. Racism is the belief in the practice that one race of people are inherently superior to another. It exists in three dimensions. One, from the individual's point of view. Two, from the society that they live in, the churches, the supporting groups in the community. And then it's institutional, where you pass laws and policies to deal with it. That's what racism is. Racism is about power, nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. It's about power. And that definition said that when you believe that you are superior, that you have an inherent right because of the color of your skin, and that you have a right to dominate everybody else, and that you don't feel good until those people are down and you're up. That's what racism is, and being able to implement it.
So
that's why I said it's a belief and it's a practice.
So you
have to believe it and you have to practice.
So, Professor Harvey, hang on 1 second. CJ, I'll give you a chance to say a couple more words, and then we're going to move on. You want to respond to anything Professor Harvey had to say?
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe we should be taught all our history, including our flaws. But if it wasn't for the Republicans in 1964, the Civil Rights Act never would have passed. But again, no, he didn't answer the question about reparations. He wants them. He believes in them.
So let me say this. So if somebody believes in reparations, what are you trying to say? Does that make them a criminal? If someone believes in reparations, does that make them public enemy number one?
You want to hear my answer? It makes you dishonest when you can't say yes or no. And that's what you can't do. That's what he can't do. And that's what it's all about, is to make people who had nothing to do with it pay for it. That's why black men are leaving and going to the Republican Party left and right.
Hey, CJ.
Because they're for the people.
Hey, Professor Harvey. And that's enough for CJ. He believes black men. He believes black men are leaving left and right, and running to the Republican Party.
Well, he's wrong on that. Again, he's not listening. He's not learning. When you don't listen, you don't learn. You just continue to stop off canned stuff that's been handed to you. I know the individual because I dealt with that type of student before who just run off on emotions and not thinking about what he's. And when you're right, the Republicans don't equate the Republican Party of Abraham Lincoln
with the Republican Party of today.
Mr. Charles Sumner, don't equate them with the Republican Party of today. They're two totally different animals. And the Republican Party of 1961, you're right, that party had Senator Brooks in 1966 from Massachusetts. You know, a senator from Massachusetts, black, the Republican. So don't equate the Republicans of back then but the Republicans of today, because they are totally different animals. Totally different animals. And if you don't know that, then you've got a problem. And I told you from the very beginning, but you weren't listening. I don't believe in reparations. And I've been in some arguments with black folk, too. No, I don't believe in them, because I've taught students in the classroom African-American history where black students didn't believe in their black history. They didn't want to know it and still don't. So my thing is that, no, if you don't know the history, then you shouldn't even ask for it. Oh, by the way, Japanese Americans got reparations. Native American groups, some of them, if they could prove it in court, they got reparations. We gave some reparations to Jewish Americans, so that was done. So if my thing is, why not?
Hey, Professor Harvey, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Professor Bob Harvey, there's only one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with highs around 78. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 59. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 82. Upper 70s Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms. Turning warmer Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Professor Bob Harvey's on the line. You know, Professor Harvey, when you listen to a guy like CJ, and I left him on for a longer period of time than I normally do, he represents a segment of the population in this nation that is just hateful.
Well, Earl, you know, I remember several times I tried to get on Rush Limbaugh's show when he had his role going, and they don't even let you on.
I know, this is they won't let you on.
They block you off, but see, at least they get a chance to talk, and I can really appreciate you all for doing that. They let him have his point of view, but see, first of all, he already got his mind programmed to respond, and that's what makes them so dangerous. I mean, when you're fanatical like that, and I've dealt with people like that all my life, you know, who think, who have been given a set of information, they can't think beyond reasoning. There's no reasoning to them.
Right.
And the key to living in a democracy is that you have to tolerate, you know, differences. And a principal core teaching lesson, when I always taught the Constitution, was the First Amendment. It dealt with the five key core principles. You know, and one of the most important was the right to peaceable assembly. You know why they had that peaceable assembly? It's because the minority has a right to be heard. Whoever they are, they're supposed to be heard so you can work things out and try to come up with a compromise. And in a democracy, a democratic republic like we have, compromise is crucial. You have to be able to compromise.
Right.
You talked about the 1964 Civil Rights Bill never passing. Yeah, Republican votes because they were reasonable. They were reasonable men, but you can't find none of them in the Republican Party now. It's a whole different party. It's a party of Donald Trump. The Fuhrer that now runs that party. There is no more Republican Party than we used to know of. In fact, it's not even the party of Ronald Reagan. It is no longer the party of Ronald Reagan or the Bushes.
Right.
This is the party of Donald Trump. It is a one-man, one-way party, and they want to make America great again at the expense of all logic and all reasoning. They don't seem to understand that what freedoms little freedom they have, they've already lost. How can you sit there and compare a man who's been in office less than 3 years to a man who was in there for four and wrecked the economy, wrecked NATO, completely destroyed our social fabric? Obama and them left him a blueprint for what pandemics were all about. And he had that on the desk waiting for this guy when he got there. He threw it in the trash because it was Obama's, and they didn't have any plans whatsoever when the pandemic hit. You know, they had to go start from scratch. And then his Operation Warp Speed held Pfizer and the rest of them companies and Johnson & Johnson. They were already coming up with a vaccine. They were already doing it. Operation Warp Speed, like he caused something to happen. And the thing is that when he did get it, then it turned into Operation Turtle because he undermined everything that they were supposed to have been doing with this warp speed, so to speak. And he wants to try to take credit for it. And then the idiot goes out there and gives the whole West Wing COVID in the White House. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. And I heard two of the candidates the other day, Mike Pence and one other, talking about they're going to rebuild the military. Earl, this country has been fighting wars for almost 40 years. In fact, since the end of World War II, we really never stopped fighting because even when we weren't directly involved, like with Israel, with the six wars that they had in the Middle East, then we had, you know, Korea, we had Vietnam, you know, and then we got involved in
Afghanistan and Iraq.
In Afghanistan and in Iraq. So we've been in continuous conflict, Earl, for over 50 years. And when you do that with the largest Navy in the world, guess what? Those multi-million-dollar military, those naval platforms are going to wear out. And when you build military hardware today, it takes about 10 to 15 years of planning and development to build them. We're getting ready right now to build $7 trillion aircraft carriers of the Gerald Ford class. They're replacing the Nimitz class carriers. There were 10 of them because we have to keep the oceans open. Now, to keep up with those fast, high-flying carriers, they're going to need ships to protect them. Well, they've worn out the Aegis class, Ticonderoga class cruisers. They're 30 years old. Those ships only had a life of about 25 years. Now they got to rebuild them, and there's nothing on the scene right now. Because right now, all they can look for, they're going to spend all their money on building this new F-35 fighter that took them almost 15 years to develop, and they're still working out the kinks. They just deployed the F-22 Raptor, which is a stealth fighter. So you got all of this money you're spending out here on these expensive weapon systems. And oh, by the way, except for the Marine Corps, all of the other branches are at least 10,000 or more short of recruits this year. They didn't meet their quotas last year. Nobody's joining up. So, I mean, you're talking about rebuilding the military. What? Because of Joe Biden, he's only been in office 2.5 years.
Hey, Professor Harvey.
Who you going to blame it on?
Professor Harvey.
Who you going to blame it on Biden?
Professor Harvey.
Who you going to blame it on Hunter?
Professor Harvey, hang on a second. I know he got you worked up because, you know, He that's what he does. But he represents a whole lot of people who think just like him. Got to go to a break. Jack from Merrimack. Tom, we'll come to you on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Professor Bob Harvey, we'll be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. The western and southern heat wave that's brought stifling triple-digit temperatures for days is expected to linger. Phoenix could see its 19th day at or above 110 degrees. Other cities and states sweltering, too.
Somewhere like El Paso, that has seen a consecutive 100-plus for 32 days, that smashes their old record. And they'll keep smashing it day after day.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. A procedural hearing today between lawyers for former President Trump Trump and the special counsel who indicted him for allegedly mishandling classified documents. Both sides arguing before a federal judge how secret records could be shared in this case. Trump is facing 37 felony charges. Mayhem overnight in New York City's Times Square. Police are searching for a suspect involved in a shooting that injured three teenage boys. All are in stable conditions. Officials say they were part of a group that got into an argument with the suspect who pulled out a gun. This is ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A 16-year-old charged with first-degree reckless homicide will be tried in adult court. Authorities say 16-year-old Melia Sotelo is responsible for the overdose death of an 18-year-old last December after selling him what turned out to be fentanyl. She is also being called the largest drug dealer in Brown County schools. Yesterday, a judge rejected a request by defense attorneys to have the case moved to juvenile court. A man is in custody after an argument on Green Bay's east side led to a stabbing. 20-year-old Jahir De La Pena Rodriguez was charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide for stabbing his sister's 24-year-old boyfriend in the neck. Police responded to the call around 3 a.m. Sunday morning on the 1300 block of Klaus Street. De La Pena Rodriguez was arrested after a short chase on foot that involved a canine unit. The boyfriend was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. You hear a lot more patient with guys like CJ than I would be. That's all I want to say about that. But when he starts to claim that Biden is dictating stuff from the White House, as I think you pointed out, Trump made hundreds of proclamations from the White House as well, and most presidents do that. But Trump's got an agenda if he ever gets back into office again. And this is from an article on Yahoo News. He wants to do the following. He wants to put the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Trade Commission under direct presidential control. So you can imagine, you know, basically, let's control the airwaves and let's control consumer protection or lack thereof. He wants to be able to impound funds, which hasn't been done, I think, since Nixon, already approved by Congress, to be able to withhold money for any program he doesn't like. He wants to remove protections for civil service workers so he can fire anybody he doesn't like. Ditto intelligence personnel, same way State Department personnel. You don't think he'll turn this government into a dictatorship? if we look at DeSantis possibly becoming president, all you have to do is look at what he's done in Florida, re-education, determining what can and can't be taught in classes and even what classes can be taught, firing elected officials, and even determining what clothes people can wear. I mean, this is, these guys, we don't want any of these guys in this country if we want to keep a democracy.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Professor Harvey, you want to respond to Jack?
No, he's absolutely right. I mean, I agree with most of the stuff he's saying. In fact, almost all of it. I understand where he's going with this. And the thing that you have to understand is that I'm having flashbacks. You know, the kind of battles I used to do. That's why I'm glad I'm retired right now, because that's just something that, you know, you sit here, you think about it and see all this stuff going on. And once somebody, starts bringing this stuff up and just blindly running off stuff and not even thinking, then it lets you know that the world is, and our country, instead of being smarter, is getting dumber. I'm just going to be blunt with it and say it up front. We're not thinking. It's common sense. There's nothing complicated about this. It's common sense, and we all are under stress. All of us are. You know, Aaron, when you called me last night and we talked for a while, I was just jotting down some stuff. And there are basically five things that I look at to see where we are actually.
So Professor Harvey, I want you to hold on. We want to get these phone callers. Got a lot of people on the phone lines want to talk to you. Let's go to David from California. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what, sir?
Hey, morning, Earl. It's funny. Previous caller, I think, was he talking about big government? Big government is bad, you know, giving these proclamations and outrageous conclusions. By the way, it sounds like he was mentioning in the Yahoo News, if you do a Google search of pockets of independence, I think that comes from a phrase that Trump's cadres were doing where they wanted to crush the opposition. And they're basically using tax dollars to crush their opposition. And it's obviously corrupt. But, I was kind of more interested in that earlier caller. Didn't catch his name. Was that the CJ guy?
Yeah. Quickly.
Yeah, well, he wasn't he basically saying that charity is a crime? That being a good person, that being helpful to society is a crime? There's no way in the world somebody could claim to be a lover of Jesus and even pretend that charity should be seen as a crime.
So David, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Dan from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, Dan. You say what, sir?
Good morning to both you gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Two comments real quick. CJ, you are the Archie Bunker of the 21st century because you are not using common sense and logic. That's my only comment there. And number two, for everybody that loves Donald Trump, all those secret documents he's got laying around all over Mar-a-Lago, think about every other person that has to serve overseas for the next generation, whether it be somebody in the military, at one of our embassies, or a president of the United States who's got to negotiate with a terrorist group or one of our own allies that he spilled the beans on. Think about that. That's a terrible, terrible, dangerous thing that he has put us in, just him alone. Let him get back in office. Do you think somebody is going to share anything with us? You got to be crazy. That's it. Thank you.
Hey, Dan, thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A. Tom.
Yeah, Earl, first off, if I had a dollar for every time CJ said this president, I'd be a rich man. So I just wanted to say that. Professor Bob Harvey, I just wanted to ask you, have you heard or have you seen the movie on Netflix? It's called El Dorado. And it talks about everything the Nazis hated. And it's called El Dorado. I really recommend, if you haven't gotten a chance, just to watch. It's an hour and 30 minutes. And for the rest of the listening audience, also Dope Sick. Dope Sick is a very, very great thing on Hulu. But get a chance. El Dorado, everything the Nazis hate.
Hey,
on Netflix.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. So Professor Harvey, you can respond to any of those things, but you talked about these 5 points that I really want you to get across.
Most of those things I agree with the callers. I mean, they're very astute, and I'm hoping that we got more like that because we're going to need them come election time. But, Earl, I'm just looking at it from the standpoint that one of the reasons why we have so much frustration, because you have to try to explain the way the CJs and others, why they feel the way they do it. Some of it is legitimate. We are losing the pathway for the American middle class. We all feel it. It's leaving us. And that's the one dream that all of us had, whether you were from the rural South or from some rural area in the North or some isolated city. We all, the American middle class is under siege right now. There's no doubt about that. The second thing is that we've lost the family wages. I mean, they are now increasing the wages, but there was a time when the father could get a job to pay them $20 or so an hour, you know, 15, 20, 30 years ago, and that was enough to sustain his family or four. That's gone. And then, of course, after World War II and women went, start having two incomes, then the American middle class just shot up.
I know, but Professor Harvey, who do we blame that on? Who do we blame that on?
Well, the one group to blame is number three. Corporate America decided they want to take their business overseas. And rather than to pay an American worker $20 to $25 an hour and give them benefits, we went overseas, hired three people to do the same work, and didn't pay them any benefits because they already had group health insurance or whatever, so we didn't have to worry about it.
But, Professor Harvey, we know both Democrats and Republicans did that.
That's not an excuse. I'm not talking about parties now. That's not giving any of them an excuse. And then the fourth thing is, of course, the destruction of public schools. The greatest provider of our future workforce has been the public schools. Private schools, yeah, they're fine. They turn out some elite students in many cases. But we have turned our back on public education. And it is working its way all the way up to the colleges now. But public schools, you go out there, you get your degree, your diploma, and then you go from there. You can either go off to college and go to the military, or you can go, and find a job paying you $20 an hour. But see, the jobs are gone, the good family-sustaining jobs, so you have to go live with your parents. So there's frustration there. And the kids coming back from the service, you know why that suicide rate is so high? Because they don't have a job. They can't find it. And then they overseas watching a bunch of knuckleheads storm the Capitol, and they're over there trying to defend it. And the whole world is watching. So that's number four, the destruction of public schools. Then, of course, there's the desire to return back to Jim Crow. There's a large part of our population, at least a third of it, that wants to go back to some form of apartheid or white nationalism. They want to go back to that because they think that's going to make us great again.
So
those are your five that I see that's frustrating a lot of us. And this whole thing about
But Professor Harvey, how do you overcome those things when they are so ingratiated in our nation now?
Well, listen to
because they're all political.
listen to the callers. The callers there, the many of your callers, Dan and the rest of them, there's a sense of hope out there. And see, my hope is this, that there was a silent group, but we need to get louder. Remember this, people. Everybody wants to talk about the 74.2 million. Remember, 81.5 million voted for the other guy. 81.5. And we got to do that again, because I guarantee you Donald Trump is going to maybe lose a couple of – he's going to lose maybe a couple of million. He may get 70 million. But we got to turn out and go with 84 million the next time. We've got to put this thing to rest. I think that if we get out there and the American people show their resolve, and white women, along with all the other women, show their anger because of these crazy abortion things and Roe versus Wade and the whole bit, if they get out there and beat the drum and really get out there and show the mettle of women in this country, it's time for the women to step up, because unfortunately, you know, white men who paid the greatest sacrifice for this country. I mean, studying military history, there have been white men that have died all over the world defending democracy. And it's a shame that they're letting that go to waste, because they're going down a path to voting for, because the majority of white men vote Republican. And the majority, there's nothing wrong with being a voting Republican, but when you vote for somebody like Donald Trump, you're sealing the fate of this nation. And all of those men who died, who bodies are buried all overseas, and their remains of some point you can't even find all over the world, defending democracy, and then we're throwing it away because some asinine dictator comes and promises you to make America great.
You know, Professor Harvey, repeat what you said about all these white men who really sacrificed their lives, because people don't talk about it that much.
Yes, and that's one thing that military history has taught me when I study what Americans have done in war to make the world better, not just for us, but for the world. And that most of that sacrifice has been made by white men. And those white men came from white mothers and white fathers who had to bring them into the world to defend this country. And now we're about to throw it away for some pie-in-the-sky dreamer, for my guy who never served a day, who, you know, lied and said anybody that served in the military, you know, is a loser. Called John McCain a war hero.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was captured, so he's not a hero to me. Give me a break. You know, and so if there's anything besides white women, and there are a lot of white men that are out there, because if there's 55% of white men who voted for Donald Trump, that means that 45% voted for Biden. And I hope that there's a change in this. What other sense of hope that I look for?
Professor Harvey, hang on. Hold the thought. Eric, I see you, man. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 70s Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms. Turning warmer Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Professor Harvey is still here, and man, I love having Professor Harvey on the air. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Hey, Eric.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Ingram. Hello,
yes, sir.
Professor Harvey, how are you doing?
All right.
Good. I just wanted to say I was just in I believe Mr. Professor Harvey's in Charlotte these days, but I was just in Durham, driving down the Durham Freeway this past weekend, and wondering when you're going to be on Earl's show again. So kind of funny to hear you today.
You conjured it up.
But okay. I'd like to ask if, you know, those folks that argue against reparations, I mean, how many of them would also be opposed to the Americans of Japanese descent who received reparations for being imprisoned during World War II? You know, if you were to ask them, do they think that was wrong, that they, you know, reimbursed or provided reparations for the Japanese Americans? And I can't imagine they would argue that they are opposed to it. But this idea of paying black people terrifies them, I think, in the end.
Well, look, reparations aren't going to happen. So, you know, to me, to even be having the conversation is realistically, it's not going to happen. But go ahead.
Yeah, I believe, in my own thought process, I believe it would have to be something that would be, you know, laid out in some sort of a program, et cetera, not paychecks, because there's just too many white people that would fight it till they die. I would have to say that, you know, and Professor Harvey touched on this, you know, approximately 55% of all white Americans, which is still, for the time being, the largest by far voting bloc in this country, every time vote for the conservative, the Republican, and the increasingly fascist party. 55% every election everywhere. So that group, and that's why I believe that group is like essentially done at that point, because again, they're wrapped up in that fear. And aside from the few you can pull off through teaching, that if they're willing to learn, it's important to find. I would go back to Stacey Abrams, what she did in Georgia. She found a bunch of people that agreed with the beliefs, but just weren't involved. And that's kind of what I believe that this state, country, et cetera, needs to do, is engage in a program to find new people that agree with the policies and grow that way, as opposed
to clearly
trying to convince the righties to change.
Well, I wish I had more time, Eric, but thank you very much for the call. Clearly, Professor Harvey, the youth is where, you know, you got to look, right?
That's where, it's appropriate that we're coming to that point here, because that's where I was going and going to finish up. That's the main thing. As I look around, I was at a cousin of mine passed away last week. Attended his funeral, and I looked up and saw his son. Even though his mother, my first cousin, and her husband lived in New York, his last days he spent down here in Burlington, North Carolina. So as I was sitting there at the funeral, I looked over and I saw, when I walked into the chapel, I mean, I counted at least 10 white people sitting there. And I looked up and his wife is white. And so my thing is, there's a new day now.
And even though the Supreme Court made that ruling, Earl, you know, about race being an issue with accepting kids into school, the simple fact is that these kids have now tasted each other, and they're never going back.
Yes.
On both sides of my family, on my wife's side and on my side, there are at least 8 or 9 couples where they married people from other races. These kids don't see it the same way. So that's the future. That's what we're hoping for. And if we can just hold it together and keep shows like yours going and giving people an avenue and a sense of hope, if we just keep going and we encourage people to get up off their lazy behind and stop worrying about Biden's age, saying he's too old, well, Donald Trump is too. He's 77. You know, and his age-wise is older than Biden's. He's a 77, but it looks like he's 97. You know, so don't, you know, Biden at least has all his sense about him and has experience in politics. He's getting things done. So my thing is, we need to get our butts out there and vote Biden back in. And it's not so much because I agree with everything Biden has done, because I don't. But I will say this much. If I had a choice between letting the Fuhrer get in, we've already gone through one Fuhrer in that office. We don't need another one, because that's what Donald Trump is. And we don't need that. Give me somebody. If I had a George Bush as opposed to he's one of the Bushes as opposed to Joe Biden, I could see myself leaning in a way of voting for one of them. But the Republican Party of the Bushes and Ronald Reagan is no longer the Republican Party. This party now has been taken over by one individual.
The
American people need to see that.
You know,
they need to understand that.
You know, Professor Harvey, man, if the people can't see Donald Trump for who he is, you referred to him as a Fuhrer, and clearly here's a man who has no plans on governing at all.
No, dictating.
Yes.
He dictates. He dictates. And that's what he does.
And he wants to set the record straight, and he's got enemies, and he wants to deal with those enemies. Who in their right mind would vote for a lunatic like that?
What they did, 74 million.
I know, I'm talking about even now. And even now.
That's what scared me. But, Earl, I'll tell you something. If you take a look, they don't show him as much now. He's not even on Fox. But if you take a look, his crowds are not as robust as enthusiastic as they were before. Watch him. Go listen to his groups. Listen to them. They don't yell and scream, and they certainly don't open their mouth and holler, lock her up. Because the person close to being locked up is him. See, Hillary Clinton has been vetted inside and out by the FBI, by congressional hearings. In December of 2015, I remember sitting there, that poor lady sat there. They drug her through a hearing for almost 10 hours, dragging over there about Beirut, you know, and about Benghazi, and about the server, her file server. You know, all of that dragging her through and didn't find a thing, nothing. Nothing. They found nothing. But their main job, as McCarthy said, was to just rough her up and make her unpopular, you know, and unfavorable for the election. And she lost that election by losing 3 states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
So, Professor Harvey, we got to leave it at that. Man, it won't be so long the next time, I promise you. Thank you very much. Tell the family I said hello, and we'll talk soon.
Same here.
All right, got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Kevin, Calvin. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Oh, we'll be back tomorrow.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.